How does art make you feel? Should it soothe you or challenge you or maybe both? This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is a local photographer who likes to create art by taking pictures of nude people around Ann Arbor. So welcome, Harvey Drouillard.
Thank you very much.
Do you consider your pictures art?
Absolutely.
Do you think some people think otherwise?
Yeah, I guess it's been questioned once in a while, but I think if when you put it all in context and see it in the frame, that there's no question whatsoever that it is art.
How did you get started doing this?
Well, back in 94, I had a giant loft in Ann Arbor, and a photographer and a model approached me to use it as a location for a workshop. I was looking out the window, saw some people crossing the street, and noticed that they weren't looking behind them, and they were kind of oblivious to everything around them while they were waiting at the corner. And I thought, that would be funny. If the last people in that group waiting across the street were nude, no one would know it. And in a photograph, it would look like everybody's cool with the nudity. So that was my flash of inspiration, if you'd say.
So you're taking pictures of nude people in public places. Is that what it's about? They have to be somewhere recognizable?
Absolutely. The more recognizable, the better. I happen to have a certain aficionado for city halls these days, and I've been shooting a lot of them around the country.
Have you done many in Washtenaw County?
I have shot our city hall. That's one of my older pictures. It was my 10th anniversary, so 12 years ago I shot before we redid our police department here. It says City Hall, Ann Arbor City Hall, Police Department. It was just wonderful.
So you say these are artistic. Is there also a philosophical reasoning behind them as well?
Well, you know, I think Americans look at nudity as something that it isn't. We bottle everything. And, you know, Europeans think what I do is kind of old-fashioned. The philosophy is really, you know, hey, you can have fun right now if you want to. That's my philosophy. When you look at my photos, they're not racy. There is full frontal and beckle nudity, but that's really not the main point of the photograph. The photograph is meant to make you smile.
So that's the fun part.
That's the fun part. One of the things that I've noticed, this has evolved. First, it started off as sort of a, let's just see if we can do it. And then as I started looking at the photographs, I started realizing that really not very many people are noticing. And then I started playing that up a little bit, where we were making a point of showing how oblivious people are on a regular day-to-day basis. So that's what kind of took the fear out of shooting some of these higher value targets, if you will, like city halls, and I shoot police cars and, you know, live, you know, cops standing next to cop cars. I have videos on my YouTube channel where you can see six policemen standing on one side of a cop car and two nude women on the other side, and no one knows.
Really? Have you ever been arrested?
One time, back in 1997 in Ann Arbor during the Midnight Madness sale for Christmas, which was all dismissed.
So when we talk about people being oblivious back in 1994, now everyone's staring at their cell phone.
Yeah.
Does that make your job easier or more difficult?
Well, unusual as it may sound, when people pull out their phones and try to record it, they stop thinking about kind of bringing notice to anybody that's near them. And it happens so fast that no one gets a chance to nudge the person next to them and say, oh my gosh, look what's going on across the street. So the most common reaction is silence. When I go in, I've silenced hundreds of people in certain scenes where, and it's very contagious silence when you wonder, why is everybody quiet? And you kind of quiet down to listen to what's going on, and nothing's going on. So cell phones have added a little extra sort of ingredient to this whole thing. And it's mostly for my volunteers where they're, you know, a lot of them are professionals or school teachers or you know, people that want to go into public service and things like that. It's a little dicier in that respect, but I, you know, it's always done in anonymity.
We're talking to Ann Arbor photographer Harvey Drouillard, who likes to take pictures of people in public places with no clothes on. I should not be uncomfortable saying that, right? That's how we're born.
Yeah, exactly.
But are you doing it for art, or are you doing it because you like to get away with something? I'm feeling a little bit of that in there.
Well, there is a little bit of that. I think any artist likes to enjoy what they're doing. I don't do safe shots anymore.
What would that be?
Well, you know, somebody's business. When I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, somebody had a big mural on the back of their business, and it had their store name, and it was a great graffiti artist. And But there were, it was in the alley, you know, and there was no adrenaline going on. I need a little buzz.
But see, so let's clarify that, though, for our listeners so they don't get the wrong idea about you. You're not doing that to be scintillating. You're doing it because you think it's artistic?
Absolutely. It's artistic. And I think the people that volunteer for me, when they get adrenaline, it's not because they're nude. It's because they want to make a good piece of art. They're not thinking, oh my gosh, somebody's going to see me nude. Obviously, that's not the problem. But what they want to do is make sure that the composition works. Because, you know, although we will be taking a couple dozen shots at this year's art fair, every single one of them is going to be well thought out. And I have a plan before we do the shot. It doesn't always come out exactly right, but pretty close.
Let's get to those art fair pictures in 1 second. I want to ask you, in our society, in these times, the skinnier, healthier, better fit you are, the more you're valued. Is that what you're looking for in models?
Absolutely not. I never screen anybody. As long as they're 18 with ID, they're in. I've shot people from 18 to 84. Every shape, size, and shade, you know, even handicapped people. I am looking for the people that have the spirit to do this, not necessarily the beautiful people, and I don't screen them out either.
So you'll be out and about at the Ann Arbor Art Fair taking pictures?
As many as I can take.
Where should we look for you?
Well, I would look in the South U area. I've been neglecting that area a little bit.
So you have plans?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be, and I'll be featuring a lot of great artists, too. That's kind of the landmark is the art in the background now, so at the art fair at least. I will be kind of showcasing some of the finer artists that are visiting our town.
And you're going for a world record?
Well, the world record is the consecutive number of years for the public, event. As far as public nudity, this is the longest running public nude event in the world, is from what I've been told. And I've been trying to research it, too, and I haven't found anything to contradict that.
You'll be out of the art fair taking pictures of people in the nude, and if there are children around, what happens?
Well, if there's children around and we see them, we just wait. We have hand signals for that. We have hand signals for cops and kids, and that's our cardinal rule, no kids. We're going to try as hard as we can to avoid all the children. A lot of times people come with their kids to the art fair and know who I am, and they tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, we're here to watch. So in that case, I just, you know, treat them like an adult.
What can you say to people who are hearing this and think that's wrong?
Well, I'll apologize to you, but what I would ask you to do is give me a chance. Look at the finished piece instead of judging it from, you know, looking at the art being made. You'll see that it's all in good taste. It's really, the nude is just part of the ingredients.
Ann Arbor photographer Harvey Drouillard, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much.